Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Paula Swafford is my guest today. She is the coordinator of the Meals on Wheels program at 50 Forward. Paula, what is Meals on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels is a service to seniors around the country, and we serve in Davidson County. It is for those who are home alone during the day and that are age 55 and over and unable to stand and cook for themselves.
Okay. And if an individual is qualified for the program, how often are the meals received?
They are received as a hot meal at lunchtime Monday through Friday. And then we do have another program for those who cannot be home because of doctor's appointments during the week. We can provide on Saturday, we deliver a week's frozen meals to that individual.
Okay. And what are some of the examples of the meals that are delivered?
Okay. Everyone gets a choice of meat and two vegetables, or if they would like a vegetarian meal, that can be provided. And then they also get a little cup of deli salad of different types. We have a good variety. And then they have a bread, and they get a dessert. And for diabetics, we have special sugar-free desserts.
Okay. Now, the meals that are delivered daily, are those cooked fresh each day?
Yes, they are. We have a kitchen manager that has been with us for 13 years, okay. And she does a wonderful job of providing low-fat, low-sodium, but well-seasoned with herbs and spices. And then also, we give those with special cardiac heart diets, mm-hmm. or those with a particular need that the doctor has limited something, we can always accommodate and give them a substitution. But they are cooked everything fresh every day.
Every day. Now, do your meals change weekly, or do you go by a cycle, or how does?
We vary it. Again, Wanda does a wonderful job of making a good variety of the meats and the vegetables. Of course, certain things rotate around. We assess our clients every 3 months and ask them what do you like best,
okay.
and what would you like to see less.
Okay.
And Wanda's baked chicken seems to usually head the list.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's moist and it's tasty without being salty, and It's something that everyone seems to enjoy. We get one lady who's 95 still will not eat her broccoli.
Okay.
So I told her, okay, in deference to her age, mm-hmm. that we wouldn't make her eat greens like her mother tried to make
her do.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of individuals partake of this great service. How are the meals delivered?
They are delivered by wonderful volunteers who give of their time and their own automobiles, use and gas, to deliver to a maximum of 10 people in their homes or apartments.
Okay.
It usually takes an hour to an hour and a half, depending how long they like to stop and chat.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of the volunteers even take them flowers and plant them, or bulbs and plant them, and it just makes a great relationship.
Okay. Yeah. So they're doing more than just delivering meals.
Yes, they certainly are.
What time do they start delivering the lunches?
All right. We like to get people's lunch to them as close to 12 o'clock as possible.
Okay.
And so with the way the routes are laid out, if people are here to pick up meals anytime between 10:30 and 11 a.m., then we're pretty close to that time. Everybody, many of them just eat a very light breakfast, or some get up late and are waiting to take their medication with their meal.
Right.
And so we try our best to get there around noon.
Around noon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how can a person see if they're qualified and start receiving these meals?
Okay. All they need to do is to call our office, and that number is 463-2264, and I will be happy to call them back and set up an assessment time.
Okay.
And then sometimes, you know, the very first question we will ask is, of course, their age, and then also their zip code.
Okay.
Because we have you know, there are other agencies and churches that deliver home meals in different neighborhoods.
Okay.
So we can network them to the right
agencies.
Location.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.